How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for a new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
You are Locked On Celtics, your daily Celtics podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team, every day.
Hello and welcome back to the Locked On Celtics podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm Jay King from MassLive.com, here with Sam Jam Packard. The Celtics are in a bad, bad place. Losers of three straight, the worst offense, the worst defensive rebounding team in the league, the worst rebounding team in the league, the worst defensive team in the league. Right now, just a lot of things are going wrong for them. Obviously, they miss Jay Crowder and Al Horford. But even so, this is always a team that has prided itself on playing harder than its opponent. And right now, a lot of guys in that locker room are just bashing themselves, really. Marcus Smart said, "We ain't got no heart right now." Isaiah Thomas said, "We're not the hardest playing team anymore." It is a somber locker room. And one of the most interesting things that was said, I think, over the past couple of days, after that embarrassing loss to the Denver, or to the Washington Wizards.
They were both embarrassing. They're both terribly embarrassing losses.
I think the Washington one might have been worse, to be honest. Because at least Denver, it was like, okay, Emmanuel Mudiay went berserk. He's not going to do that a lot. But the Washington one, it was like, they just manhandled the Celtics. Every offensive rebound that they got. They were wide open at the 3-point arc. It wasn't even a contest. It was disgusting, and it was like there was no fluke about it. They just got shoved around, pushed under the basket.
What makes things crazy is that they said all those things about, like, we don't have heart and we're not, like, putting in the same effort after the Nuggets game too. So that's what makes the Washington game kind of crazier. It's like they said this already. You think they'd come back after one terrible performance and, like, come be better in the next one, and it just wasn't the case.
Yeah, no. They come with the worst first quarter in, like, the last four decades for the franchise. One of the 37 times since 1954 that a team has gotten outscored by 26 points or more in the first quarter. After 12 minutes of play, they were on pace to lose by more than 100 points. It was just disgusting, man. Anyway, Isaiah Thomas, this is, I thought, the most interesting, because obviously if you lose like that, you're going to talk about your heart. You're going to talk about your hustle. Like, those things just weren't there. That's obvious. Isaiah Thomas was asked how much they missed Jay Crowder, and he said a lot. And I'm going to read the quote because I think it's interesting. "The wing position in this league, if you're missing that, then it's going to be tough for you, especially because we don't have Evan Turner. So it's like, we're not just missing Jay, we're missing Evan, who was a big part of what we've done. Now we've got a rookie, Jaylen Brown, in his place, that things are coming fast for him. He's trying to figure out on the fly as well, and at the same time play at a high level. So it's tough, but we got to just sustain or whatever we need to while Jay is out. Help Rook at the things he needs to get better at and go from there. But all the things that we're getting beat at are not because certain guys are out. It's because we're not playing with our heart and we're not giving it our all for whatever reason." So I thought that was interesting. There's a lot to unwrap there, but let's go with the Evan Turner aspect of it. And basically, Thomas is saying, we don't have wing depth anymore. We just don't have it. When Crowder goes out, Evan's not there to replace him.
And you know what? He's absolutely right. That's been one of the one of their major problems, is that they're reliant on Jaylen Brown and Gerald Green. And it's just, at this point, not gonna cut it. One, because just Jaylen Brown's a rookie, and it's going to be a slow process for him. He's only 19 years old, and Gerald Green is not really a guy who's ever proven that he can like be a complete basketball player consistently. He can get you buckets. He can get you 10 points quickly sometimes, but he's not like a guy you really want. So yeah, I think Isaiah Thomas is being pretty honest about what he thinks one of the major problems is, and it makes sense because the proof is in the pudding, Jay.
Yeah, and obviously, like, you look over in Portland, and Turner has, I think, the worst plus-minus of any player in the entire NBA. Like, things are not going well for him over there. But in Boston, he was their piece that they could just plug in anywhere. Like, okay, Jay Crowder's not in the lineup. We need you to guard the biggest wing scorer. Go do it. And Turner could. You know, we need somebody to handle the ball down the stretch. And so Isaiah Thomas can go off the ball. Here, Evan, the ball is yours. Like, he played backup point guard sometimes. He would fill in for whoever came out of the starting lineup. Now, they just don't have that. And Jaylen Brown, he is going to be a good player one day. He can do already so many things that just not a lot of guys can do. But he's a rookie. He's up and down. Against Washington, 2 turnovers in the first 2 minutes. He got taken out like 4 minutes into the game. Stevens clearly wasn't thrilled with what Jaylen Brown was doing. Jaylen Brown has not rebounded at all this year, which is kind of surprising because he was a plus rebounder at Cal. But, you know, it's the NBA. This is different. And if Evan Turner's on the team, Otto Porter doesn't have nearly as many rebounds as he does. The guards were just horrendous, horrendous rebounding against the Wizards. I went back and
what are you talking about? Isaiah Thomas led the team in rebounds with 6.
Yeah, but he didn't rebound well. I went back and watched all of the offensive rebounds for the Wizards, and Thomas got beat like 4 times. Like, his guy Satoransky went by him to the baseline once. Like, Otto Porter just manhandled him. He didn't even try to box out. Like, there were four plays that he got beat for an offensive rebound. So he needs to do better. Obviously, he's 5'9", but push a guy out, box out. Not a single player on the Celtics. Like, there's only a few times I can remember a box out against the Wizards. It was, like, just high school mistakes. And they know, all since the beginning of training camp, Stevens has stressed, okay, guys, we are not a good rebounding team. We need to do it as a team. We need to all box out. And I think what's happened a little bit is they've kind of gone the other way. Like, the guards have heard, okay, we need to get rebounds tonight. And instead of turning and blocking out, they're going to grab the rebound. And if Isaiah Thomas goes to grab a rebound, yeah, sometimes he'll get it. But also, he's going to be out of position, and his guy can crash the glass and go get it. So that happened to him. That happened to Avery Bradley. It happened to Jaylen Brown a little bit. It was just gross. And they need to shore those things up. And Crowder and Horford will help a lot in that area. Like, just size, toughness, everything. And being in position defensively. But the issues go beyond them right now.
Yeah, how much do you think it's like a matter of size or lack of size, and the guards kind of know that they're like, that makes the guards want to like go back and rebound more? I mean, the front line, Amir Johnson didn't really look great at all boxing out in that game. And when you're starting like Jarebko, he's not going to be, he's a kind of a hustle guy, but he's not the biggest person. I mean, you had Sean Devaney, didn't he talk to that NBA scout the other day and saying that he expects them to trade for a guy with more size on the interior who can guard the wing. Is it just like that they're too small, especially with Horford and Crawford out, or Crowder?
I'm not sure it's that they're too small. You know, they're not much smaller than they were last year. Obviously, they're playing Terry Rozier in the second unit. But when Crowder comes back, they'll have Jaylen Brown, who's at least the same size as Turner, around the same size at least, and longer and more athletic. The thing is, I think, you know, the biggest concern besides rebounding, which has been an enormous issue so far, the biggest concern to me coming into the season was how do the young guys hold up? Because you knew that Rozier was going to get minutes. You knew Brown was going to get minutes. How do they hold up when they get those? Can they be maybe not plus guys, but can they be not minus guys? And I think too often those guys and Gerald Green have been minus guys. And, you know, obviously, like, there have just been, like, Tyler Zeller's been in. He's not going to probably be in the rotation very long now that Kelly Olynyk's back and Al Horford's coming back. But to me, like, you need to develop that. And I think the bench will be better by the end of the season because Jaylen Brown will continue to grow and Terry Rozier will continue to grow. But right now, those guys are just kind of figuring out what to do. And it hasn't always come easy for them, especially defensively. So
I wanna
that's
ask
a huge
you-
issue right now. Even when Jay Crowder gets back on the bench, that's going to be an issue. And you can limit minutes to those guys, but not too much because other than Marcus Smart, the other three guys on your perimeter are Gerald Green, Terry Rozier, and Jaylen Brown, who have all struggled so far.
Well, I wanted to ask you about Rozier because I kind of expected him to be that, I would say, the eighth guy in the rotation after Smart and Olynyk. So I kind of he hasn't been that great in the past couple games when they lost. What have you seen out of him? I just don't remember him doing anything great offensively. He's made some sloppy turnovers, but I couldn't tell you what he's done on defense.
Yeah, it seems funny now that we had so many conversations in the preseason about like who should be the playmaker, him or Smart. Right now, like, Marcus Smart is on a completely different level playmaking wise. Obviously, he's still going to have his shot selection issues and whatever, but he has looked so much more comfortable with the basketball than Rozier. Rozier, he's going too fast to me, and he's had some issues containing in the pick and roll. You know, it's just those guys are just young, and young guys are very rarely good defensively, and that's really hurt the Celtics so far. So, I mean, once they get their starting lineup back and intact, that starting lineup is going to be a great unit. We know that. You know, they've got two All-Stars. They got Jay Crowder, who's arguably their most important player. They've
well,
got
what's the
Amir
what's
Johnson.
The update on these guys on Horford and Crowder? Sorry to cut you off there. I was just curious of what the timetable is because I'm frustrated by the concussion protocol.
Yeah, I asked a couple guys who hit Horford because that's still a mystery.
It is.
Nobody would tell me. So I don't know who hit Horford. Actually, let's play that game right now. Let's play the who hit Horford game.
It was Stevens, man. It was Stevens.
Stevens was like, you guys are soft. Damn it. Like, pulled Bobby Knight.
Threw a chair at him.
Just slapped him upside his head.
Yeah, I think that. Or it's I'm trying to think of like a big guy who would just like totally go for a block and just not be aware of where his hands were. So it could be.
You have to think about that. Kelly Olynyk, ever heard of him?
Yeah, but was he playing at the time? Was he practicing in 5-on-5?
He was practicing. And
oh, it's
Marcus
definitely
Smart,
Kelly Olynyk.
But it was Marcus Smart's first practice back.
Oh, he could have been going way too aggressive and just really.
Yeah. So those are probably the two best options. I mean, Olynyk, I feel like Olynyk probably like the Kevin Love play. Like, he didn't mean to hurt Kevin Love. It was just kind of goofy thing happened, and soon enough, Kevin Love needs shoulder surgery.
Yeah,
he's out of the game, and Olynyk is getting death threats. So I wouldn't be surprised if it was Olynyk. That being said, concussions are a serious deal. Horford is getting near the end of the concussion protocol. So Brad Stevens said today that he did some light work in practice, and that is actually the last step of the return to participation protocol. So if he goes through practice and doesn't have symptoms, he could theoretically be cleared afterward by the Celtics doctor in coordination with the head of the concussion program for the NBA. So it's probably possible, theoretically possible. I'm not convinced. I'm not 100% certain of this. It's probably theoretically possible that he plays Friday night against the Knicks, but he hasn't really done much in the last week. I would be really surprised if he plays against the Knicks.
I think A. Sherrod reported that he wasn't playing. He's going to be out, so that doesn't surprise me. It makes sense to maybe try to bring him back on the second night of a back-to-back when they are playing. Wow, I'm completely blanking on who they're playing on Saturday.
Yeah, the word I heard was that he's doubtful for the Knicks game. And then they play the Pacers Saturday. To me, you hold him out of those and then give him a practice and let him play next week. But who knows? We'll see. He's gonna help a lot, man. We're overanalyzing all these issues. They're real issues. The defense, the rebounding, those are real issues right now. Jay Crowder and Al Horford are two of the three best Celtics players. And I guess you could throw Avery Bradley in there now. He probably deserves to be mentioned in their top four. But those guys are really, really important guys. You take the top two starters off any team, and the team is going to struggle. So
it's not a surprise that they've lost the three of four games that Al Horford has not played. Or Jay Crowder.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But, I mean, it's not too crazy, I think, just because their rotation is different. That bench, it's just young. It's not as defensive-minded. Like, Evan Turner, for all the crap he got earlier in his career, he turned himself into a good defensive player. He could switch screens. He forced turnovers. He could guard ones, twos, or threes. He gave them a lot of flexibility. He gave them... He could pressure guards. Like he was a very helpful player. And he and Smart together were really good because they would come in. Sometimes they were a supersized backcourt. Sometimes they were the two and three, and they were a quick backcourt or a quick perimeter. So they let Stevens do a lot of different things. Now he's got young guys that are just figuring it out. It's a huge difference. Huge, huge difference on the bench. And to me, like, and obviously some of those guys, like Jaylen Brown starting right now, that is not the situation you want him in, given how many holes he still has in his game. He's had great games against LeBron James. He was fantastic. But he doesn't do it on a night-to-night basis, and he certainly doesn't do it on a play-to-play basis. So Crowder, Horford, come back soon. come back as soon as you can. And Crowder could miss another week.
Yeah.
So
let me ask you about the rotation, because it's basically like Celtics teams of last year. They had a lot of depth. They didn't have any like really great players, but they were able to go pretty deep with like nine different players who were like solid NBAers. But they basically exchanged both Evan Turner's and Jared Sullinger for Al Horford's minutes because. Or no, not exact minutes, but Sullinger and Turner had like averaged 48 minutes a game last year. You're going to have to replace that with probably 35 minutes of Horford, and then someone else is going to have to come in. So do you think that Stevens will maybe shorten the bench and kind of try to, because they just have less talent, so kind of play the starters more minutes? We saw a lot of player, or at least Smart, Bradley, and Thomas play over 35 minutes the other night, which is not something Stevens did a lot last year.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what happens with the bench once all those guys get healthy. Obviously, Marcus Smart will still be on the bench. He'll still play huge minutes. I think Gerald Green will get cut from the rotation. He hasn't done anything to show that he's worthy of a spot, a regular spot in the rotation, I don't think. He's shooting 39% from the field. He's shooting 29% from the three. And he's not scoring. So what's the point of having him on the court? It's really not there. He's not a physical wing. He hasn't given them much of a defensive presence whatsoever. So to me, Gerald Green is gone. I think Jaylen Brown has outplayed him so far. As raw as Jaylen Brown still is, he has definitely outplayed Gerald Green. So to me, it's like, do you go with just Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown? Do you continue throwing Terry Rozier in there? I think that's where the Stevens will have to make some decisions on what to do. And obviously, if Rozier starts playing better, it's still really, really early in the season. He has shown potential. So it's not like last year when they were healthy and after they had decided that the David Lee experiment did not work, the nine-man rotation was obvious. They were coming off the bench with Smart, Turner, Jarebko, and Olynyk, and that unit, they played Avery Bradley with the bench, and they just forced turnovers. They ran on teams. That second unit with Avery Bradley was fantastic. now they don't have that clear-cut rotation anymore. It's going to take them a while, I think, to find the recipe for this group. And maybe it changes because, you know, Terry Rozier emerges later on because he's growing. Or maybe it changes because Jalen Brown takes a big step up later in the season. So, to me, you know, you've got Olynyk and Jarebko. I think those two guys will be staples of the second unit. But beyond that, the perimeter, and Marcus Smart, obviously, but that fourth spot, if they do want to go to a nine-man rotation, right now I think it's Brown. Rozier could be up there. Maybe they go with a 10-man rotation. It's just not as clear-cut as it was last year, and I don't think it, frankly, it's as good as it was last year, unless Brown and Rozier continue to progress as the season goes along.
Yeah, you hope that one of them kind of takes that step forward, because we've like said it all offseason, someone's going to have to take over those Evan Turner minutes. I mean, you're going to have more kind of Horford on the court, so that's kind of like replaces the Sullinger and Turner, but you got to go back and still, like, we knew someone needed to step up, so we'll see moving forward. Hopefully the Horford can come back, or hopefully they can survive these two games without Horford and Crowder over the weekend. The Knicks are not the best team, and the Pacers are kind of underperforming what everyone expected them to be, which I believe I called in our preseason prediction podcast.
There you go. Just pat yourself on the back, baby.
I did it.
You earned that pat on the back.
Seven games, and I'm right so far, so I'm going to tell the people.
You earned that pat on the back. What's interesting to me, especially about the bench, for the first time since Isaiah Thomas got to the Celtics, they are scoring without him on the court.
Ooh,
they are actually scoring more points per 100 possessions without him on the floor, which is bananas. That's bonkers. That is the exact opposite of what has happened in his tenure in Boston so far. And I think that's a good sign, because they're going to score with Isaiah on the court. We know that. They've shown it. It doesn't matter what four guys are around him. They're going to put the ball in the basket when the 5'9" lefty is on the court. If you can continue the scoring with the bench and grow more of a defensive presence, then maybe you've got something. Maybe that bench becomes a huge asset down the road. But right now, Evan Turner, everybody thought the Celtics were going to miss his playmaking. Everybody thought they were going to miss his shot creation. It's been completely opposite.
No, his defensive versatility, man. He could guard a lot of positions, and they don't have that coming off the bench yet.
Exactly. It's the defense. It's as you said, the versatility, the ability to switch, the ability to force turnovers, which they still haven't started doing. The ability to plug him into the starting lineup when Crowder was out or whoever else was out. He gave them a lot of options, especially defensively, and he rebounded. And they miss those things right now. They really, really miss those things right now. And again, Crowder and Horford are huge deals. They are absolutely enormous pieces to this team. They will help all about it, all of everything. They will help in every single category, offense, defense, rebounding, everything. But, you know, the bench defense, I think, is going to be an issue. And hopefully for them, they can continue to score like they have, because if you can score when Isaiah Thomas is on the bench, again, that's a game changer. That changes your offensive ceiling. So that's a really good sign so far. That's one of the most promising signs, I think, from the first seven games. But they really do need to develop that defensive mentality up and down the roster.
All right, now we're going to go to the mystery machine, Jaylen Brown's mystery machine. Every week we try to name the top five players who belong in Jaylen Brown's mystery machine. This is something he tweeted out, I think, in the preseason. It was a picture of him in front of the mystery van.
The Scooby-Doo mystery machine.
Yeah, so every week we've tried to name five players who belong in that van and deserve to go on a ride. And
sometimes it's a sympathy vote. So we can go a lot of different ways. And this year, I feel like we might have the sympathy vote. I'll start off with the guy who I think deserves the ride the most, and that's Jay Crowder, man. You want to talk? You want to talk about a guy's value becoming more apparent when he's out of the lineup than when he's in it? Look no further than the last three games. Jay Crowder has been out, and the Celtics have been shredded. Just absolutely decimated defensively, decimated on the glass. Jay Crowder, grab a bag of ice, put your ankle up. You're riding in the mystery machine. Get comfortable, my man.
Yeah, front seat, feet up out the window with massive ice packs on it. He's really the – I don't want to say he's the heart of the team. Obviously, like, they all play or try to play pretty hard, but he takes the losses so seriously. Like, kind of talking to him post-game after a loss, you're just kind of makes you sad because how upset he is about losing. So he's definitely the kind of the heart and soul of this team. And he, when he's rehabbing, he deserves in the mystery machine. He deserves a ride.
There you go. There you go. All right. Your turn next, baby.
Mine's, you got to go with, I think Isaiah Thomas. There's just, I'm going basically just competent performance. There's not a lot of players. There's a short list, in my opinion, who you can compliment on the Celtics right now. And he's been one of them. He's been kind of the consistent offensive load, and just in terms of rebounds and assists, I mean, not rebounds, points and assists. So he deserves a spot, at least in my mystery machine, because a lot of the other players, I'm not happy with them.
Yeah, and along that line, I am going with Kelly Olynyk, because
ooh,
he didn't play in all three of those games.
Yeah.
Two of those. One of my buddies on my high school team, he missed a couple of the games we lost. And he used to say, man, y'all are 7-2, or y'all are 5-2. I'm 5-0, and so Kelly Olynyk, he's like, y'all are 0-3. I'm 0-1. So Kelly Olynyk, welcome back. Kelly Olynyk's going to be a big addition because he's much better than Tyler Zeller. He's much better than Jordan Mickey, two of the guys who have been getting minutes at center. Kelly Olynyk, you're on the mystery machine, my man. Stay healthy.
Yeah, Kelly Olynyk's going to make a huge difference. I think he's going to help out the defense. I think it was on Celtics blog today. Bill Tsai just did a talking about Olynyk's return, but he had a gif of Olynyk playing like great positional defense on one possession, just like really forced a guy off the ball and then just like forced him out of the paint. It was just like perfect Olynyk, and I was like, fuck yeah, Kelly. I was all in. I was hyped for Kelly's return.
Getting fired up about Olynyk's positional defense. I love it.
That's how bad it's been so far, is I just needed something to get me going. And it was Kelly's positional D. I still don't like his general appearance and haircut and beard, but I can get past that. So he's definitely on the mystery machine, and he looks like he belongs. He looks like Shaggy.
I don't think anyone has ever been excited about Olynyk's positional defense as you were.
I'm jazzed, man. Ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely jazzed. Clearly, you needed something to be excited about after these three games.
Oh, absolutely. You're looking for small things, small victories. Small victories these days. It's been a tough week.
Who's your next guy on the mystery machine?
It's going to have to be Marcus Smart. He scored 18 points in the third quarter last night. That came out of nowhere. He's been exactly what we thought he was going to be, is the super intense guy who does a little bit of everything, tries to make winning plays. He's been generally competent. So, Mr. Machine, come on down.
Do we need to have five?
I got one, maybe. But he's testing me. Amir Johnson, the big dog.
Okay.
The only reason is he had that wild game where he hit all those threes. That kind of earns you at least a trip in the mystery machine. That was after we did it last week. So I definitely think he deserves to come on down.
All right. Yeah.
The big dog went 4-4 from 3.25. I just think like he needs some sort of credit. And if we're not going to recognize him on the mystery machine for that, I don't know who else is going to like really give him what he deserves. Because the big dog impressed that night.
Yeah, if we'd given out the mystery machine after the Chicago game, Amir Johnson would have had the keys to the car. He would have been able to pick all the other passengers. He would have been able to invite his friends, his family. He would have been able to drive wherever the hell he wanted. But
You know, we didn't do it after that. Now he's just the big man on the team that keeps getting out-rebounded by 95 boards every single game. So, sorry, Amir. The mystery machine goes quickly, man. I mean, you're still on there. Got saved by a tough week for everybody else. One guy who kind of got screwed, Avery Bradley. Avery Bradley's playing at an all-star level, near an all-star level at least. And we can't even get him on the mystery machine in a down week. I think that was a little bit of a failure on our part. We botched that one. Sorry, Avery. Anyway, that's it for the mystery machine. That's it for this edition of the podcast. As usual, follow us wherever you listen to podcasts, whether it's Audioboom, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, whatever else. Search for Locked On Celtics. Follow us, subscribe to us, give us a 5-star rating. We're going to be here Monday through Friday giving you daily podcasts, talking about the Celtics, whether it's good, bad, ugly, miserable defense. Maybe they'll get back to their old selves. Hopefully they'll get healthy soon. Crowder, Horford on the way back. It's been so gross so far. It has been just disgusting basketball. But that's why we're here. We're here to break it down for you. We're here to hopefully give you a couple laughs when they're playing poorly. Hopefully, you know, keep your smile there when they're playing well. Anyway, that's it for this edition of the Locked On Celtics podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Everybody should go watch that Kelly Olynyk positional defense.
I'm telling you, go to Celtics Plug, watch that one GIF and tell me it's not dope.
Hi, you've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family's going to a tailgate and I want our style to stand out from the crowd.
Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's got all the latest fall styles. Plus, during Old Navy's colossal sale, you'll save up to 50% off store-wide.
Did you say up to 50% off?
I did, so don't sit on the sidelines. Old Navy has the perfect pants from $19, stylish dresses from $15, and comfy tees for the family from just $6 right now at Old Navy and oldnavy.com.
We're cheering for Old Navy.
High Fashion, Old Navy. Valid 10-2 to 10-10, select styles only.